And we're back. I was just eating some organic food during the music to keep my strength up and drinking some purified water. This is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. We're doing a 12-hour marathon today talking about toxic until midnight tonight, Eastern Time, to celebrate the release of my new book, Toxic Free. And in this hour, we are going to have Michael Piacenza, who owns a business called Pest Control Naturally here in Clearwater, Florida. And, excuse me just a moment, there's someone who needs to ask me a question. Oh, sorry. Okay. So we'll be here with Michael in just a few minutes after I make some announcements. So you can go to my website, DeborahLynnDadd.com, DeborahLynnDadd.com. And there, right across the top, there's a green bar which has a bunch of links in it, and there's one that says Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can click on there, and on that page is the whole entire schedule of everybody who's talking today. And there's also links to all my guests' websites, and so you can go there and get a link to go to Michael's website if you are inclined to do so. We have a caller that I'm just going to take this call, and then I see that I have Michael holding, and so then we'll get to interviewing Michael about toxic-free pesticides. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd, Toxic Free Talk Radio. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Okay, I'm not hearing you at this end, so please call again, and we'll see what's going on technically. Okay, I'm going to go to Michael now, and let's hope that one connects. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
So tell us, so I'll just introduce you again and say that Michael has a non-toxic natural cleaning service, pest control service in Clearwater, Florida. And he does a lot of alternative things instead of toxic chemicals. And if you're actually on the page where on Blog Talk Radio, where you're looking and seeing the pictures go by on the player, Michael is the one with the blue shirt on. Very cute. So I've just recently met Michael, so I'm very interested to hear everything that you have to say. Why don't you start by telling us how you got interested in doing away with all the toxic pesticides in pest control. What's motivating you to do this?
Well, I like to say I'm the only person I know that got into pest control for health reasons. This is an industry that's just riddled with health problems. Many of my competitors are, you know, suffering from cancer and all types of different health conditions. And
that's something that we don't usually think about, you know, that we hire somebody to do something toxic, but we don't think about what are the health conditions of the workers that are giving us these services.
Yeah, it really is a shame. You know, these guys are constantly exposed to, you know, to synthetic pesticides that maybe in low dosages and infrequent dosages, you know, the body can handle that. But when you're doing it day in and day out, that's a tough environment to be in.
So did you get sick, or were you just were you just looking around and saying, I don't want to get sick?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm an ex-fiber optic executive. And, I was looking for another direction to move in, and then I was getting tired of traveling all over the world. And a good friend of mine owns Advantage Pest Control, and he asked me to come on board, and my first response was, no, thank you, I don't want to be around all those toxic chemicals. But, you know, I did what I did in the fiber optics industry, is I just did research, you know. I just went out and did a bunch of research and found that this actually can be done in an effective way, much more safely. So he agreed to let me come on board and start up the safe, natural side of the company. And, you know, this is about a little over 4 years later, and we're probably the fastest growing pest control company in Pinellas County.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that the public is responding to it.
Most definitely.
Tell me some of the, well, just pick one. What is the most frequently asked for alternative pest control treatment?
My favorite is diatomaceous earth. It's just amazing how many people misunderstand how diatomaceous earth works, you know, what's safe about it and what's not safe.
That. Like what's safe and not safe, and what do you use it for?
Well, I don't like to use it. A lot of people call up and say, hey, I'm going all safe. I've been using diatomaceous earth, and they dust their pets with it. They dust their house with it. Yeah. And the way it works is, you know, it's fossilized sea creatures. It's little diatoms.
Mm-hmm.
Their skeletal structure is very, very sharp. And as the insects crawl through it, it scratches their exoskeleton, a waxy protective covering, and causes them to dry out, and they just shrivel up and die. So that in itself is all fine. Yeah. The problem is that as mammals, if we breathe in these little diatoms, and they get into our lungs, they're just sharp little specks, and our lungs have no way of expelling them. So they have to insist over that spot, and you do that enough, and you start to lose lung capacity.
So diatomaceous earth isn't something that we should use as an alternative then, even though, and this is, I think, a really important point, because I think a lot of people use diatomaceous earth because it doesn't emit toxic chemicals. But diatomaceous earth is this little particle with sharp edges, and it can cause a different kind of harm. Even though it's not toxic, it is hazardous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, if you have intestinal parasites, I'd say, you know, get some food grade DE and mix it up in a glass and drink it down. You can put it in your pet's wet dog food or cat food, and that's fine to take care of intestinal parasites. But you don't want to breathe it in over a long period of time.
Yeah, that's good to know. So you don't want to, like, sprinkle it around in your house.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would have has people been using diatomaceous earth for, and then what would you do as the alternative?
Well, a lot of people use it for roaches and fleas and to some degree ants. I prefer to use something like sodium borate. Everybody's heard of boric acid or borax or 20-mule team borax, you know. And all of those contain the mineral boron. And the mineral boron is very, very safe. It's all natural. And the way it works is it acts as a desiccant. So it'll dry out eggs and some soft-shelled insects. But other insects, when they ingest it, they get it into their digestive system, it changes their digestive enzymes, and then they can't assimilate any nutrients.
Uh-huh.
So it's very, very safe. If you or I take a one-a-day mineral, there's going to be boron in there. And the way our system works is if we take in more boron than we need, we just pass it through. You know, through our kidneys, it's kind of like taking too much vitamin C, I think, you know?
Yeah.
So that's as safe as it gets. The LD50 on it is twice that of table salt. And the LD50 stands for the lethal dose in 50% of the population. So you'd have to eat twice as much boron than table salt for it to be deadly.
Well, that's pretty safe.
Yeah, I think.
As long as you brought that up, let me just interject. When we hear, a lot of times people assume that the word non-toxic has a legal definition, but it actually doesn't. And and we see it on labels a lot. But what it means is that, let's see if I can get this right. It's in my book, what I'm about to say. For something to be considered toxic, more than 50% of the animals have to die on the LD50. And so if 49% of the animals die, it can be called non-toxic. And so the line is actually very fine between the word non-toxic and toxic if you're just using those two words on a label. And so this is where we as consumers need to do our homework and become familiar with these different ingredients. And so we can then say, well, the LD50 is zero or whatever, and we can compare it with one that has a higher LD50. And that way, and all this information is available for all these chemicals, and then we can compare how toxic one is versus another. It's not about reading the product labels because they're not going to give us information, but there's tons and tons of information available, some of which I have on my site. There'll be more information on my site. Since we've had the internet, there's been so much access to information about toxics. It's really changed a lot. So I'm just going to take a break with us for a second here, and we'll be right back. Okay, Michael, before we go on, this is Deborah Lindad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm just going to tell you about one of our offers today is that I have a limited number of my book, Toxic Free, which is being released today, and if you want to get an autographed copy that has today's date in it as being the first day of release, you can order that by phone by calling 727-466-6812. And an operator is standing by to take your order. Now, also, I just want to give everybody my website address. I have many URLs on my website, but the main one to go to is debranontoxic.com. That's DebranontoxiC. And that page is the index to everything else that's going on my website. You can always go there, find out what's new, look at the whole big picture is to just go to debranontoxic.com. All right, Michael, back to you. So,
alrighty.
We've talked about what's toxic and what's not toxic. Tell us more about what one could expect if they called your business or a business like yours in terms of the spectrum of what you have to offer.
Alrighty. Well, you know, my whole approach is to take a pragmatic view on things. You know, people will call me up and they say, are you all organic?
And that's a good question. And what do you say?
And I say, well, to be truthful with you, I have to say no, because if I'm using borates, that's an inorganic mineral. And that's the safest thing in my arsenal. So I am not all organic. So,
before you go on, let's just talk about what organic is. Because I think that organic is a big buzzword right now, and that people are looking for things to be organic, and if they're not organic, then they think that they shouldn't use them. But you just said that borates are an inorganic mineral. So just to straighten this out, the word organic can mean there's organic and inorganic chemistry. Organic usually has to do with something that's living, like a plant or an animal, versus something that's not living, like a mineral or a rock. Is that your understanding, Michael? Am I correct here?
Yes. Yeah.
So the fact that your borates are not living things, which could be called organic, then that doesn't mean that they're toxic. It just means, I mean, salt is organic. Sand is not organic. And that doesn't mean that, that doesn't mean that it's harmful. It just means that it isn't organic. And then there's this other term that is organically grown, which means like for a food or a fiber that no pesticides have been used in the creation of that. We have a caller, so we're going to go take the call and see what the question is. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dad and Michael Piacenza at Toxic Free Talk Radio. Hello? You know, I think I've discovered the problem. I think what I need to do is put Michael on hold and then take this caller. So hold on.
Okay,
Michael, I'm going to put you on hold, but don't go away. Okay, caller, can you hear me now? Hello, caller? Okay, I need to figure out what is the technical problem with this. But in the meanwhile, I am going to put the caller back on hold. Michael, you hold on, and I'm going to put on some music. I'll be right back. Caller calls because I am, people are calling in and we got a caller before and we have the guest is just fine, but some other calls are not coming through. So we have another call now and I'm just going to try it and see if we can get that caller. Thank you all for your patience. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dad. Hello? Hello. Okay. Let's not despair about this. I am having somebody working on this problem. So I'm going back to Michael, and I'll let you know when I think that we're ready with the caller thing. Michael, I'm taking you off hold now. Okay, Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, that's quite all right. I could not hear the caller, though.
I couldn't hear the caller either. Did you hear the music?
No, I was just... on hold.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You were on hold. All right. So let's go back and talk with you about natural pest controls. What were we talking about? Do you remember, or should we start over?
That's quite all right. Yeah. Well, you know, when you get into this whole organic, natural, there's a lot of terminology that gets thrown around, you know?
Yeah.
In my industry, somebody can claim to be practicing integrated pest management.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
You know, and well, what does that mean? It means that they're focusing on prevention, you know, making sure that the bugs don't get in, on cleanliness, on educating the customer. And they can do all these very good things. And then if they still have bugs, they can come through with synthetic pesticides. You know, and they're still practicing integrated pest management. So there's a new term afoot called green pest management.
Uh-oh, and, what does that mean?
Yeah, and basically what you're doing there is you're taking all of the elements of integrated pest management, like good preventative and customer education, and then using more safe and natural products to combat the pests if there's still an issue.
Michael, hold on just a minute because I do want to fix this so that we can get the callers. I have two callers, so I'm going to try to get one of them and then try to get the other one.
Sure.
Hold on just a second.
Alrighty.
Okay. Caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, I'm going to try another caller. The calls are lining up here, so I want to be able to get them.
I understand.
This one's not going. There we go. Okay, I'm going to try another one.
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. Great. Okay.
I have a question.
Wait, hold on. What number did you call?
I called the 877, whatever you want, you gave out the beginning of the. Oh, come on.
Okay. All right, so let me say, yeah.
I have to hit my redial before.
If you need to call 877, callers, please note this down. Call 877-497-1811. There's another number on the website, which is not the toll-free number, 619 number. That number isn't going through, but this caller just got through on 877-497-1811. So that's the number we're going to use, okay? And I'll keep announcing it so that everybody can get it. Okay, caller, what's your name?
Hi, it's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Thanks for calling. So what's your question for me?
I have a question. This is actually twofold questions, so maybe I can take up for the one caller that was missed, but with the pest control, I live in a very tight community, and the homes are literally, you know, 5 to 10 feet apart from one another. And although I practice safe pesticide, and I've called all the pest control people around where I live and so forth and so on, what is the actual, drying time, I guess, for these pests when they spray them, because we're in a very windy environment near the ocean? And because I pretty much, when my neighbors get sprayed, I pretty much hole up in my house all day. But I was wanting to know what would be a safe time period for drying and how long does it, say, remain active? And the second question is more specific to this time of year, and I'm getting deluged with spiders.
Okay, Michael, I'll let you answer both those questions.
Okay. Well, as far as the drying time, it depends on what they're spraying. Yeah, if you're spraying something that dissolves in a water, in a wettable powder or something like that, then it's just really, you know, as long as it's going to take for the water to evaporate off and leave the residual. And the residual is either going to leave like a powdery substance on top of the plant, or it may be actually absorbed into the plant, all right? And most of these are considered to be, and that's like, quote, considered, end quote, to be safe once they dry.
And that's what they tell me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if it's oil-based, then it's going to take, well, it's actually not going to dry. You know, that's all, the whole thing about oil base is to keep it in a liquid state. So, it's a whole topic we could spend a few hours on. But for the most part, what the industry claims, you know, the little sign you see on lawns after it's been sprayed is basically keep pets and children off until dry. That's all that says.
Right.
Now, spiders. This is something that comes up a lot. You know, people, what can I do for spiders? How can I kill spiders? So most pesticides, the most pests that we go after, we're either going to kill them by putting down something that they walk through, and then they groom themselves. They're going to groom their feet or antennas, so they ingest it that way. Or you put down baits, and they pick it up and take it back, and they either eat it or feed it to their colony. And that's really like 90% of the pesticides out there, whether it's organic, natural, or what. You know, those are the ways you're going after it. Spiders do not groom themselves, and they don't pick up baits. So the best thing you can do with spiders is knock down their webs. You know, it takes a lot of energy for them to produce that web, and that web is their food factory, and they have to regenerate that web on an empty stomach. And many times they don't have enough energy to do that, and they die. So that's the best way to go. Plus, you know, if you get rid of all of the other bugs that the spiders are eating, then they don't have anything to eat, and they're going to die off, and there's no reason for them to stay.
Okay, great. We've got a whole lineup of callers here, so we're going to move on to the next caller now. Thank you very much for your call. Wow. As they say, the switchboard is lighting up. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Who's next? I'm still getting used to doing this. Okay, here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd and Michael Piacenza on Toxic Free Talk Radio. Hello? Hello? All right. The number to call to get through, I'm told, is 877-497-1811. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and be sure to speak up when I say hello. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd and Michael Piacenza. Hello? Are you there? Okay, we'll go on to the next one. Remember, the number is 877-497-1811.
Not the one
that's listed on the website that begins with 619. It's 877-497-1811. And I'll try the next caller. Hello, caller. This is Deborah Lynn Dadd. Are you there? Hello? You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Okay, I'll go to the next one. Hello, caller. Are you there? You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd and Michael Piacenza. Hello? We're all lined up with callers here, and yet we're not getting through. Okay, I apologize for this technical problem here. All right. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, we'll go to the next one. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Are you there? I'm going to have to, like, get the company on the phone here at some point. Because, see, some of them are working and some of them aren't, and I'm not understanding why yet. But we'll figure it out because we just got calls lined up and lined up. Remember, the number is 877-497-1811. Okay, I'll go to the next one. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Are you there? Hello? Hello, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Are you there?
Edward?
Hello? Okay, we'll go to the next one. Hello, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello, oh, we're just striking out.
I know. Hello, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Hello, caller in the 714 area code. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, good. We got one. All right. Hello. Oh, but we lost them. Wait, are you there? No, I got it. I got it. Okay, caller, please go ahead with your question. Caller?
Yeah, actually, I don't have a question. I just want to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need to call in to listen to the show.
So how can I? It's supposed to be from 10:30 to 12:30.
You just listen on your computer. Just listen on your computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/DeborahLynnDadd.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, and then you can hear the show.
Can I hear it any time or just at this time?
I want to hear it from any time from now until midnight tonight Eastern Time.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you give me the website again because it didn't go through?
Blog, just go to my website, go to DeborahNonToxic.com, and there's a link right there at the top of the page. Okay?
Okay.
DeborahNonToxic.com. Okay, good.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks so much.
Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd. Well, I wonder how many of you are listening to the show by calling in. Okay, so here's how it goes. If you want to listen to the show, all you need to do is go to my website, Deborah Nontoxic, and there's a link, DeborahNonToxic.com. There's a link there that takes you to a page on my website, and you just click on the name of the show. Right now we're in marathon show number one, and you just listen online. You don't need to call to listen. Okay? So I think that's why people haven't been asking questions, because they're calling in to listen. I think we're getting it straightened out now. Okay, so I'm going to take another caller and see if we have a question. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd and Michael Piacenza. You have a question?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know that Michael had touched on spiders and how important it was to knock down their web, but I am being overrun by black and brown widow spiders. I knock down their webs. I try to get rid of their egg sacs and smush them up, but I live next door to Grizzly Adams, so I can only do so much because he believes in nature and he doesn't maintain his nature. But it's bad because they're getting into my home, they're nesting in my mailbox, underneath every window, on my fences. It's really bad, and I've tried non-toxic and toxic chemicals to try to kill them, but they just don't seem to be going anywhere. Michael, what can I do or what can you do for me in order to get these brown and black widow spiders under control?
Well, the best thing to do then is to try to find where they're harboring and laying their eggs and go after them. You know, find a nice organic or safe pesticide and just on a very regular basis go out and spray them. You know, knock down the webs, that's good too, but, you know, you want to, if you get a big infestation like that, you just got to go after them. You're going to find them most often on the west side of the house. And they're going to try to find little holes, like people with barrel tiles that on their roof, those little tile openings, shoot inside of those. Any little spots that they can get back inside, that's where they'll be.
Okay. And I called in on the phone number 619-996-1662 is the number that I called in on. So
okay, great.
I'm enjoying the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So I think that the problem, I think we've identified that people have been calling in order to listen, and you don't need to call in to listen. You can just listen. So only call in if you have a question. And the call-in numbers, again, are 619-996-1662 or toll-free 877-497-1811. And we'll take the next caller. Caller, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dowd and Michael Piacenza on Toxic Free Talk Radio. Hello? All right, I guess we don't have a question there. Here's another one. Hello, caller, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dowd and Michael Piacenza. Do you have a question? Hello? Well, you know, you try to figure out what are the problem areas going to be. Hello, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dowd and Michael Piacenza. Do you have a question?
I do not.
Okay, were you just listening to the show?
I'm trying to get with the Eduardo San Roma show.
Well, you have the wrong show. Okay. All right, Michael.
Well, this was great fun.
Well, you know, this is the first one. We're ironing out all the... Okay, so here we have another caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dowd and Michael Piacenza. Do you have a question?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. I missed the part where he said get rid of the bugs the spiders eat. And
yeah.
What does he recommend to get rid of the bugs that the spiders eat?
Well, it depends on the type of spider, Black widows?
Yeah, okay. I don't have as bad as the caller before me had them, but that just seems to be the only concern that I have is the black widows.
Yeah.
But I missed the part. I had just tuned in when you had just finished talking about get rid of what they eat.
Yeah. Well, what they eat are other insects, and the black widows tend to make their webs up fairly high, so they're primarily going after flying insects. So there you want to practice your integrated pest management, which is to, you know, keep the bugs from getting in, you know, make sure your screens are all tight and, you know, weather stripping. And that if you do have flying insects that are getting inside, you can get some, there's some really nice natural aerosols that you can use from EcoSmart, which are so safe they're exempt from EPA regulations. So if you you kill off all the flying insects, then they don't have anything to eat.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for calling.
I'm glad I got through.
I'm glad you got through, too. Okay, we'll go to the next caller now.
I called the 619 number also.
Okay, thanks. Okay, next caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dowd and Michael Piacenza. Do you have a question? Hello, caller? Nope, I guess not. Okay.
Turn them off.
Yeah. Here's another one. Wow, lots of questions. This is great. Hello, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dowd and Michael Piacenza. Caller, do you have a question? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We can hear you. Go ahead with your question.
I was tuning in to The Power Is Now.
Well, that's a different show.
Yeah, but this is the number that I was told to dial, 877-497-1811.
Yes. That's the number that I was given for my show. So, it appears that several shows have the same number. Okay.
This is a much more interesting show, I think.
I think so, too. All right, caller, I'm going to hang up on you, and I don't know what to do to straighten this out yet, but we'll work on it.
Well, Deborah, how about if we... We just dialogue for a little bit, and maybe your assistant there could check into that in the background.
Yeah, I think that we're going to do that. Okay, Michael. So we're almost to the end of our hour. what would you like to tell us? What are some general tips that you'd like to tell us about how our listeners can control pests without toxic chemicals?
All righty. Well, geez, there's so much to talk about. Let's talk for a moment about the classifications. Now, you see when you pick up a pesticide, it's going to have either, you know, danger, warning, or caution on it. And those are really just different thresholds of the toxicity for the LD50, actually. So the caution can be made up of synthetic pesticides, but even the natural and the organic pesticides will still have a caution rating. So one of the things you want to look for on there is they have a couple of new rankings that are within caution. One's called reduced risk, and the other one is minimal risk. And that really gives you a much better indication as to how safe it is. Like, minimal risk is in a category almost like a food additive. It's so safe it's not even controlled by the EPA. So, like the products from EcoSmart that I mentioned earlier, they have an entire product line called their Exempt line, and those are all the ones that fit in that minimal risk category.
Go on.
So that's a good one for people to take a look at. And another thing that comes up a lot, people are always asking me, they intermix three different terms. There's peritherins, peritherums, and peritheroids.
Wow, tell us about those, because I get those mixed up too.
Yeah, I know. It's easy to do. Now I got to do it from memory now that I've brought it up. But the peritherums are made from chrysanthemums. All right? Mm-hmm. They've been around since, you know, the Persian days for combating head lice and things like that. And basically what that is it's this ground-up chrysanthemum flowers. Right? Now, if you take that mixture and you extract just the element that is the insecticide, that's a peritherum, or peritherin, excuse me. Peritherum is the plant, peritherin is the active ingredient. Now, if you take that active ingredient and you synthesize it, or you create a totally synthetic product that acts like that, that's a peritheroid. So those terms get batted around interchangeably by a lot of people. You know? So then there's a lot of peritheroid products out there that are totally synthetic, and they've been synthesized to such a level that they, you know, have a half-life of like 6 months. So we have to be careful about that.
Yeah, I think that you've brought up a really interesting point that I want to talk about for a minute, because it spans a lot of different kinds of products. The word natural is another one of those unregulated words, because it doesn't really have a legal definition. And yet people think, if you like, natural cosmetics is a big one where this is true, that there's an ingredient that comes from something like coconut oil, which is a natural ingredient, a plant-based ingredient, yet it's so synthesized into something else entirely that it's not in the form it is, that it is in nature. And so still it's a man-made ingredient, just as if it were made from petrochemicals. It's just that they've taken the molecules from coconut oil instead of crude oil. Now, there is actually a big difference in how that behaves in your body. But when we hear that term natural, there, as you said, there's a big difference between pyrethrins and pyrethroids. That the pyrethrins is from natural chrysanthemums. Like if you saw on a cosmetics label coconut oil, and it actually was, then that would actually be coconut oil. If you say the cocoa methyl betaine or something like that, or sodium lauryl sulfate, both of those come from coconut oil, but they act very differently in your body than the natural coconut oil would. And I think that's a big confusion about what really is natural. And I think that it sounds like, from what you're telling me, that you're really wanting to go the route of using the most natural products possible.
Yeah, most definitely. And even if you're using a perithrum, it can be toxic to humans, to mammals. I mean, basically, it's a neurotoxin, and what it does is it short-circuits the synapses on the nerve endings. You know, so in an insect, when you spray them with a neurotoxin, you'll see them, their entire body is vibrating. You know, it just short-circuits every one of their nerves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kick off these aerosol bombs in our house, and we're filling the house with gases of perithrin. And will it kill you? Probably not. Will it bother you? Most definitely. You breathe that in, and all of your nerve endings start firing like that. You get this terrible nervous feeling. Now, there are other neurotoxins that only affect the nerve endings of an invertebrate. That company EcoSmart, that's one of my favorites. They have patented an all-natural neurotoxin that only affects the nerves of the insects. So we got to be very careful about how we approach these things in the general terminology of natural. You know, hey, hemlock is all natural. Would you like a nice cup of tea?
Yeah, no. Yeah, people also think that natural things are not toxic, but there are all kinds of toxic things in the natural world. And so what we really need to be looking at is, let me back up for a second, because, you know, we've been living with things toxic since the beginning of humanness. And but what's different now is not that there's hemlock in the world, but that we have so many man-made chemicals, and they're so dangerous to us, because our bodies really don't have any way to process them. We do have detox systems, but they look at these chemicals and they say, what is this? And they just put it in a storage place someplace, because we don't have the mechanisms to break them down. Or we have too many that we're overloading our capacity. And that's why we need to reduce our exposure, and we need to get the toxic chemicals out of our body, because we're just overwhelming our bodies and destroying our health.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, the natural cures are so much better. Well, let me back up a second.
Okay.
These synthetic products, the insect world quickly adapts to it and builds immunities to it. Or, like in the case of the mosquito, we sprayed the mosquitoes down in the Panama Canal back in the 1950s with DDT. And within a few generations, the mosquitoes converted the DDT into DDD and DDE. And what that did is it made the mosquito toxic to their own predators. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if we use things like the sodium borates that I was talking about earlier, insects cannot build an immunity to that. You know, I use that product, you mix it with water, and you spray it on the wood, the lumber up in your attic, and termites cannot digest that wood. They will not be able to digest that wood in 1,000 years from now if that house is still standing.
Yeah, we actually have used that product, Timbor, right?
Yeah, Timbor is made by Nisus Corporation. That's the brand name for it.
Yeah, it's Timbor for anyone who's interested in this. And we actually, since my husband found it, just several years ago, every piece of wood we install in our house first gets treated with Timbor, and it smells like nothing, and
mm-hmm.
it protects the wood. And I think, don't they not have any termite problems in Australia or someplace now because so many people were treating with Timbor that just the termites have nothing to eat?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
it's finally been approved in this country. They have one called BoraCare from the same company, and they're using that as a pre-treat. The traditional way, if you're putting an addition on your house or building your house, is to go in there and use something like Termidor. And Termidor is, you know, banned in China. It's so toxic. And they put this stuff down at a rate of 4 gallons per linear foot of your
wow.
footer. on the outside, another 4 gallons on the inside, and if your footer is made out of a block, you got to put another 2 gallons inside the block. So you've got 10 gallons per 10 linear foot, or a gallon per foot around your house of this stuff, and this stuff stays in the environment for years and years and years.
Oh, my God. We have another caller, so let's try our next caller and see if this will work. Hello, caller.
Right.
You're on the air with Deborah Lindad and Michael Piacenza. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Okay. I have a message into the company to find out what we need to do about this, and so hopefully we'll work it out. All right. Go on, Michael. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to catch the callers if they come in.
No, that's better, right? Yeah, so, you know, it's probably greater than 95% of the houses that are being built.
Hello? Michael?
Yeah, so I thought I heard somebody trying to talk. I thought we had a caller got through.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. So, anyways, you know, they're using these chemical, it's called chemical trench vapor barrier. Doesn't that just sound delightful?
Wow.
And there are perfectly safe borate-based products that can be used, and it's all been approved by the state. And the problem is that most builders don't even know about it, and most architects don't know about it. So it doesn't get factored into the permits. It doesn't go into the prints and the drawings. So, you know, it's a shame. It really is. It's just a sin, the amount of chemicals that are being poured out there.
You know, you gave me an idea that there are chemicals that are being used in new construction that people don't even know about, and there should be some kind of review of each of the processes in the plans. Like, as a consultant, one of the things that I do is that I'm available to go over plans and specifications for building materials and help people specify building materials and finishing materials. But if you don't even know these things are there as part of the process, that there needs to be a review so that people can have truly toxic-free houses. There's another caller, so let's try this new caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? You're on the air with Deborah Lindad. Must be for the other show.
I was missing out on a good show, though.
I think that there's a problem with our 800 number. So I think that there's a lot of things that people can do. There's a lot of alternatives to pesticides that we don't need to be having so many pesticides, and that all of these options need to have more widespread publicity. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this show and that I will continue to do this show every week, because I want people to know that there is a toxic-free world out there, that we don't need to be using all these toxic chemicals, and that there are alternatives. If you like what you're hearing here, it would be great if you would let other people know. We're going to be on the air for another 10 hours until midnight tonight. And if you would go Twitter or Facebook or call people on the phone or whatever and tell them that this is happening and it's something good and that they can learn to be less toxic, that would be so fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Michael. I really appreciated your being on here. I learned a lot, and I'm sure that our listeners learned a lot too. And I certainly will be calling you in the future when we need some toxic-free insect control.
No, that'd be great. Well, let me do a little selfless plug.
Go ahead.
Advantage Pest Control, and our website is pestcontrolnaturally.com, and we're servicing Pinellas County and the city of Tampa. So we do rodent control, pest control, termite control, and lawn spraying. So probably a future topic would be talking about, you know, the lawn spraying, because that's an area that's really, really difficult to try to go natural.
Well, we can certainly do that because, as I said, I'm planning to do this weekly. So there's going to be lots of spaces and lots of topics that we can talk about. And I certainly will call you again and hope to see you soon.
I look forward to it, Deborah. Thanks for all the good work you're doing out there.
Thanks, Michael.
Hmm.
Okay, so in the next hour, we're going to have April Cook, who is a esthetician. And she will be talking about how toxic chemicals affect our skin and in a negative way, and what we can do to have beautiful skin naturally, and about various kinds of skincare products. And I also have available a limited number of my book, Toxic Free, which I am autographing today with today's date. So you'll have an autographed copy with the date of publication, which is today. Today is the very first day that these books are available. So those of you who get them today will be among the first on the planet to have them. You can also, of course, buy my book at Amazon.com and perhaps at your local bookstore. And it would be great for you to call your local bookstore and say that you want to order it, or do they have it, so that they know that people are interested in this subject. We're at the top of the hour now, almost, which is also the end of this first segment of Toxic Free Talk Radio. So the way this works today is that it's 12 hours. We're through the first 2 hours, and it's in 2 hour segments. So when I get to the end of each 2 hours, what I need to do is switch over to a new show. So I'm going to put on some music now for 3 minutes, there may be a period of silence while this show ends and I have to call in for the next one, but we'll be back in a few minutes with Toxic Free Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.